We now have four questions.
Yes.
Just to set some guidelines for ourselves, we know that these are important questions because you are seeking help from the Word of God. And so, while we recognize that we all may not be able to point directly to a scripture text, even in your answer, if you might refer to it, that would help us to stay online where we stay away from our own opinions and thoughts, but really try to get help from the Word of God. Okay, we'll start with this question. Why isn't the pound, quote unquote, the pound, the spirit shown in 2 Timothy 1 and verse 7? Could it be? Why isn't the quote unquote, the pound, the spirit shown in 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7? Could it be?
That the pound was an indication of the knowledge of God. That's what we established the pound to be based on, was it 1 Corinthians 4?
2 Corinthians 4.
So based on our having now that pound, been entrusted with that deposit of the knowledge of God, there are certainly things that will be a result of that having the knowledge of God, and certainly the Holy Spirit is one of those things that perhaps we can say flows from having come to a knowledge of God. We also have the scriptures, another thing. I don't know if that's something that's would help, but put that out there.
I think it might be.
Go ahead. But really seemed to like, I actually was thinking the same thing early on, but really what really seems to clinch it is we know that from the Christian, the Holy Spirit shouldn't be taken away ever. Once you're saved, you can't be lost. And if we assume that all three of these were in fact saved, we find that the pound is taken away from the man who refuses to invest it. So we certainly hope that that would not be referring to a Christian.
Now, I think we need to read 2 Timothy first, so that we get the verse, and then I'll make a comment and someone else can follow up.
Yeah, let me just read that. I was starting to before. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 reads, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind."
Okay, I was thinking that we need to understand here that this is not directly the Spirit of God. This is a disposition. It's a small letter S for Spirit. It's my disposition, my demeanor, something that characterizes the individual. So he says, what he's given to me in my spirit is not one of fear. It's not one of dreading things or being fearful of things. The spirit of cowardice, fear, but it is one of power. Now, undoubtedly, having the Holy Spirit given to us enables us to manifest this spirit of power and of love and of wise discretion. So it's not directly the spirit per se. It's my demeanor. My spirit, my attitude is not one of fear, because we have one who is greater than we are.
We are connected to Christ. We are connected to divine persons. And as a result, we have a power within us which enables us to overcome every circumstance in life that we may come up against. So just to say it's not directly the Spirit, although he enables us to live for God, for Christ, but it's more so in reference to my personal spirit.
The older you get, the more we find that we don't have all the answers. Why? So I want to be careful how I would express this. I look at the enablement that David is referring to as that which was given in 2 Timothy to a servant that was discouraged. And the reminder to that young man that was discouraged of those things that God had given him, and that in particular that did not come from God. Before I ever get to the point of discouragement, I need an object. If I'm going to walk and to live here for the Lord has so designated that before ever even 2 Corinthians was written, I've been enabled to see Acts with Stephen and to see this man demonstrating power and love and a sound mind as he faced a test that most of us have never faced in our life. And he looked into the heavens and he saw Jesus standing at the right hand of God. I think as to why brethren, our older brethren before us, came to this conclusion, I'm not exactly able to say, except that it's one that lends itself to my way of thinking. To make a concrete statement and say that it can't be anything else, I wouldn't be willing to make such a statement as that. But I've been very happy to look at it, at the pound, in the light which our older brethren gave us years ago, and at least to be able to say it's a very, very sound application of the Word of God.